They are. Our goal today is to try to get klar the shaka v'kari on this shaila that we argued about yesterday. We'll talk about the case of the bench. It seems to be the easiest case that doesn't have side issues. Every other case, people keep on telling me other reasons. The case of a solid bench, and I want to sit on it, and you don't want me to sit on it. And the question is whether you have a right to stami, it doesn't affect you, or mashu, it doesn't make any difference to you, whether you have a right to stop me from doing it or not. That was what we argued about yesterday. I'm going to try to show you why I feel that from halacha, yesterday we argued with svarim. So we could argue from today till tomorrow, we could argue forever. I don't understand where the Torah is an isser. People are telling me that there is an isser. What do you mean? It's mine. So, naniach. What I'd like to do is learn through the Shulchan Aruch. And I'll show you that what my thinking is based on. And I'll be very tefreden if someone can show me I'm wrong. And I don't say I'm right because I think the conventional thinking is not the way I'm saying. But nevertheless, let's learn what it says in halacha, and then we're going to try to see how things work out. Now the first thing is Shin Samach Gimel Sivvav. Taisus is brought by the Rama. The Mechaber says that Zenehen of the Zelay Chaser is Pater. Mechaber says that if I have a Noah and you don't lose anything, I don't have to pay. Now that's all Lachar Meisa. That's after I already had Hanoah. Can I do it in the first place? So the Ramah says, and it's in the second wide line in this print, the Dafka Shekvar Darbay, if I already live there, I don't have to pay. But you can't force me in the first place to let me live in your house. Even though there's a rule, now this is the important part. When do we force midas sedaim? I'll tie it just the way I'm tying. Bedavar by something like a bench. If you want to rent out your bench, you're going to put up a sign, sit on the bench, $1 an hour. There's nobody in the world, there's no market for it, nobody's going to pay you. Then I could force you. Avol b'chihai gavna. But if Mashen came in a house, or a chotzer, diboy bala chotzer lehenais ulaharviach. If I want, I can rent out my chotzer. I could get a tenant for a chotzer. If I want, I could. The Ramah says, Shad in the top Tosfos, that when can't you force me? If I wanted, I could rent it out. I have a house. You're saying you want to sleep in my house. And you're saying, you want to sleep in my living room. So how could I stop you from sleeping in the living room? So I could tell you, look, if I want it, I can rent out my house. A house is something I can decide, I'll move away and I'll rent it out to other people. I can rent it out. So that means it's something that I could charge for. Something that I have an option. If I want, I could charge. You can't tell me you're going to live there for free. The mashma from this Ramah, and we'll see in a second that the Tshuva talks about this. It's mashma from this Ramah, that if it's something I couldn't find customers for, I couldn't rent out, that in that case you can force me in the first place to allow me to use it, to let you use it. That's what it says here, Beferish in the Ramah. So if you're asking me where do I get from that I'm allowed to sit on your bench, I'll tell you it's a Beferish in the Ramah. It's these 2.5 lines of the Ramah. The Ramah says in a house you can't force me to let you sleep in a house because a house is something I can rent out. But something else that I couldn't rent out, Ramah says I could force you. That's what it says here in the Ramah. Now look in Pisrei Tshuva Gimel. He says the boy line is, he says, Beferish what I said. Mashma, Shadavar she'ena yachol la'arviach bai, if it's something that I could not make money on, then yachol zeh l'kaifei af l'chatzila. Then you could be forced. Then yachol zeh l'kaifei af l'chatzila. As I state here in the Ramakis, that's what it says in the Pistei Tshuva. Now, so far it says everything exactly the way that I was saying. He and Shin Samach Gimel. The words that Pistei Tshuva say beferish, Mashra Dava She'eni Yachol Aviyach Ba Yachol Zeh L'Kaifei Af L'Chatzila. Until now, we'll argue with Svara a different time. You're masking that that's what it says here in Shulchan Aruch. It says beferish that if you have a bench, I'm allowed to sit on your bench, and I can force you to let me sit there, even if you don't want me to. You're masking that's what it says. I mean, there's two ways around it. That's what it says so far. That's what the Shteit does it. But now, this is where the monkey wrench comes in. The Pesach Tshuva brings a Nadi Behuda. Says, I am Ashkasati Leos and Mukafayim Sefalov, Yivamasko Kulan, Shem Tshuva's Nadi Behuda, Tiyan Asim Chavdal, Chekosav. The Pashut, Shazer Rak Lahar Rambam, Vorei Simu Kafayim Dal. This is all true like the Rambam. According to the Rambam Shita, I can force you to let me sit on your bench. Rush. It's not that way. Ayin Shem. So now we have a Nadi Behuda who says the opposite of what I said. He says this whole diyuk is true like the Rambam, which is the Mechabashita. But it's not true like the Rush, which is the Ramah Shita, elsewhere in Kufayin Dalin. So Nadi Behuda says the diyuk is a good diyuk, but it's only true like the Rambam and the Mechaber. It's not true according to the Rush and the Rambam. As I state Nadi Behuda, I can't argue with the Nadi Behuda. Nadi Behuda says that. So it comes out that if you're a Sfardi, you can sit on my bench, because you pass like the Rambam and the Mechaber. If you're an Ashkenazi, and you pass like the Rosh and the Ramah, then you can't sit on my bench. That's what the Nadi Behuda basically says. The Mechaber, like the Rambam and the Mechaber, that's the Ramah, the Shem, and the Rosh. However, isn't it strange? The Nadi Behuda says that it's not true like the Ramah, but the Ramah says it here. So it calls, let's investigate, let's see, where is this Rambam in the Rosh? Where is it? Where did Nadi Behuda get it from? So that's why you have to turn over the page, you have to go to Kufay and Dalit, Sif Aleph, and now we're going to learn the Rambam in the Rosh, bear in mind where we're holding. The Nadi Behuda says that the Shiloh we argued about yesterday, whether I could force you to let me sit on your bench, is a machlaikas Rosh and the Rambam. And he's masking the Rambam is Meikel. He says we pass night the Rosh. Let's read the machlaikas in Sif Aleph. Ha'achim ayashutim shabo lachlai sadeh, v'lito kol echot chelko. So now we're in Kufay and Dalet Sif Aleph. Brothers, or partners that come to divide a field, everyone's taking Yischelet. Im haisa kula shava legamri. The whole field is totally equal. No one part is better than the other. Chalkim lefi amida buvad. So I get 100 square yards and you get 100 square yards. Im amar echa tenuli chalkim v'tzadzek dey she somach l'sada achar shali. Diya akel sada echad. Simultaneously he's a bar mitzvah. I want to get what's near me. Shaymin lai v'kaifai si alzeh. We force him. She'ikim v'davizeh mida sadaimu. That's the Rambam. Rambam says, I can force you to let me get the thing that's near me, because Kaifan Amida Sadai. That's the Rambam. Who's the Rosh? The Yeshayman. Here's where it gets tricky. The Yeshayman, the Ain Shayman Lai. Elatzarach lahalis bedamim ad she yisratzu chaver. Or ad she yisratzu chaver. Okay. He says, the Rosh says that if you and I are dividing a field, a shutfin in a gigantic field, and you want the half that's near you, and I say, no, I want the half, I want that half. And you say, what's the difference to you? To you, both halves are the same. So you're tiny, but it's midas adayim. So it is midas adayim. I say, you're right, it's midas adayim, but you can't force me. How can midas adayim? that you were maskless today, no? Not letting someone sit on your bench, you're maskless with the Siddurim. Just you can't force me. You think it's not even me the Siddurim? Okay. But he says, I'm asking me the Siddurim, but you can't force me to give you that half. So the Rush, it's Emes, you can't force. This line in the Rush is the source of the Nedib Yehuda. The Nedib Yehuda says, aha! You see, the Rush paskins that by Midas Siddurim, you can't force somebody. So Mimela, the same thing, even a bench, even Lu Yitzur, it is Midas Siddurim, but you can't force someone to let you sit on the bench. That's what we see from this Rush. Okay? That's as I state Nedib Yehuda. The problem is, look at the way Sma Dalid explains this Ramah. The way I understand Sma's of Katan Dalid, it's not the same as the Nedib Yehuda. According to the Nedib Yehuda, what's the explanation? The explanation is, it's Taka Midas Siddurim, but you can't force me. You can't force a person in Midas Siddurim. You can't force. But that's not what the Sma says. Let's see what he says. Yeshayim dem shayim alay perish v'yachalay malay lachlik b'gayim. The two partners both are arguing, each one wants the same half. You make a gayim. V'sviralay dem is v'mida sedayim. Why not? V'yesh lo schus b'gayim. I have ownership. I have a right in the gayim. Dem yipo gayim lezeh ben shnei asadis or shus b'yaday shlo yachlif imay imlay b'damim yakarim. I own a right to a guy on this field. If I own a field, let's say I would own a field, and the field is worth $1 million, and you come and you need it because it's right next to your property. So I know you need it, so I'm going to charge $1.5 million. So I could charge a field. I don't have to sell the field. It's my house. I live in my house. My house is worth a certain amount of money. If you would want to pay me the amount it's worth, I wouldn't sell it to you. I'm happy in my house. You want me to move out? So give me extra money to move out. Give me an incentive. I'll move out. Something I own, I don't have to give up something I own. There are two types of kaifin amida sedayim. There's one case where you want me to sell something that I own. If you want me to sell something I own, you can't tie an amida sedayim. If I already own something, you want to force me to sell it? To give up something I have a right? To transfer ownership? Sma says, the Rush says, you can't force me to transfer ownership. As I state on the Rush, the way the Sma explains it. What has that got to do when I ask you if I could sit on your... I don't ask you, I tell you I want to sit on your bench. I'm not asking you to transfer ownership. You owned the bench yesterday, you'll own it tomorrow. You have me going out of town. You don't need the bench. I want to sit on it. You can stop me from sitting on it. How can you stop me? You know, if you have a taina, if you want people hanging out, you have some taina, you're a chasser, I understand. But assuming you're not a chasser. Where did the Nedib Yehuda see in this Rush such a shita? The way the Sma explains the Rush has nothing to do with us. Has zero to do with us.
Not
what
he said, but since
if we buy
all that, I will get this land, now I can sell it for more money.
Right. Now, why does he have to say that? Like the Nebihuda, although you, the Sma should have said that we're not Kaifa Midas Siddurim Lechatchila. That's the reason of the Rush. Because the Sma says this is not Midas Siddurim because Yesh Lo Yischus B'Gayim. Why does he say that? He should say, even though it's Midas Siddurim, we don't force people. That's the way the Nedib Yehuda learns the Rush. Even though it's Midas Siddurim, we don't force people. That's the Nedib Yehuda's learning the Rush. That's not the way the Sma is learning the Rush. I don't understand. I don't understand this Rush. I don't know what the Nedib Yehuda wants. Nedib Yehuda is right. Don't sit on the guy's bench. And everybody who argue with me, when you go to the to your parked car on Coney Island Avenue, and the BP station is on the corner, and you cut through. I cut through because I think it's worth it. You never walk through a gas station, right? Never, right? So you hold the sun water, right? Unless they tell you that I'm happy. No? What? He says what? He says like this line and this man.
No, he says that.
Says like what?
Don't
lose anything. Like, Abu, the Ramah said, well, then the Ramah understood what he has. It's only something that if I want, I could charge money for. That's what the Ramah says. And then Yehuda's masking. Now Yehuda's masking, that's what the Ramah says. He just says that this Ramah is going like the Rambam. He says this Ramah is going like the Rambam. It's not going like the Rosh. Which in the first place is a little unusual that suddenly the Ramah should be talking not like his own Shita, only like someone else's Shita. I don't know. I wish I could meet the Nadi Yehuda and just ask him. Maybe he'll say, you're right, according to Ismail, he holds that way, but I disagree with Ismail. Maybe that's what he'll tell me. In which case, good. Or maybe he'll teach me so. Explain to me why I'm wrong. I'd rather put on the bottom, just like as insurance, another rush that also seems to say, that rush is going on a case where I rent you a donkey. Okay, nowadays you rent a car, you wouldn't rent donkeys. I rent you a donkey, and a specific donkey, Hamor Zoo. We have an agreement that you're renting this donkey, or this boat, or for that matter, this car. And you come in, and the car that you agreed to rent, I'm telling you, listen, I can't give you that car, for whatever reason. Then you have to go for inspection. I'll give you another car, exactly the same make and model, the same age, no worse. And you start thinking, you know what? I don't want to do it. I'll back out. Give me my money back. I want to back out. I tell you, it's me, this is done. What's the difference to you, this car or that car? Are you allowed to back out? Can you back out? If you don't have any other concern in what I'm doing. So the Torah brings two shitas if you can back out. And the Rosh Hashita is that you cannot back out. The sheet that says you could back out holds that cars are different in those days. Venus are different. A person likes a certain make, a certain one. But the Rosh says you can't back out. I didn't copy. The Sma says on this Rosh, that's because of Midas Adayim. If you look there, this is Simon Shin Yud Aleph. If you look in the Lashon of the Sma, he says Mishum Midas Adayim. What? He brings the Lashon. He brings the Sma. The Sma Mefarish Milsa. Kaifin Asel Midas Adayim. Yeah, he brings the Lashon. Good. So, and this seems to be the Shitas Arash. I didn't go back and look at the Makar. Seems to be not like the Nadi Yehuda. You can't force me. I have an agreement to rent that car. You want a different car? Midas Adayim? It's Taka Midas Adayim. But you can't force me to take the other car. I'm renting, and I'm telling you I don't want to take the other car. I want my money back. I already made a kenyan to mechayev myself to rent that car. I came back.
It's the exact same thing.
Right.
Apple doesn't turn around and now he's everything. So we're not letting you back out.
Well, if I back out, he loses. His car sits in the lot unrented for the day. Right. He rents cars. He's got this car sitting in the lot, and I agreed to rent it. And now the one I agreed to rent, for some reason, he can't give me. Maybe he got into an accident, or maybe whatever. Some people has a flat tire. So he says, I'll give you a different car, exactly the same car. So, it's then the end of his alachasa. For me to switch to a different car, that's what the smile learns, chat in the rush. The alachasa is, you can force me to take a different car, unless I come up with a tiger. I don't know. This is my case in Shulchan Aruch. Halacha l'maisa, we're going to pass night on the Yehuda. Yehuda says that Yehuda's masking that according to the Shulchan Aruch it's mutter. He says according to the Rosh and the Ramah it's awesome. So halacha l'maisa, what happens if the bench belongs to Sadi? Then I could sit on it if I'm Ashkenazi. Huh? If she tassai, I'm allowed to sit there, you know? When I go to bed with the Sfadi, the pets are smarter. It's like two tyrants, huh? I don't know. The thing is, when you get Chashim Mishpat is Allah, you could say Kimli, like any Shita. There has to be Shita brought in Shulchan Aruch. If the other person would be mighty for me, you could say Kimli. But what? The Muslim. The Muslim they accumulate the sheep. But I still have a conscience. I'm not going to sit on a bench if the Nebbi Yehuda holds a tosser. Even though I don't understand him, I'm afraid. But on the other hand, if I be a Sfadi, and the Nebbi Yehuda is telling me it's Mutti, so it's like the Beis Yosef, it's Mutti. And then I go with the Beis Yosef and everything. So, and I would be allowed to sit there. That's what comes out. Say, I don't know. I think if you take these Maramachivis, you don't have to harve it. It doesn't require a lot of harving. Just learn through it. I think there's a good case could be made. Not like it says, maybe it bothers me the Lashon of the Nebbi Yehuda. Now, you know why it bothers me? Because Nebbi Yehuda's Lashon is like you said. Because Lashon is, the Lashon Ditmiya. He says, V'chiyachal Adam, Lokuf is Chaveira, Lador, V'chatzera, Chinam. Could someone force someone else to let him sleep in his backyard for free? And then the next line he says that the Mordechai says it's mutter, and the Rambam holds it's mutter, but like the Rosh it's awesome. So in the first minute he says, does it make sense? And then the next line he says the Mordechai holds yes, that you can, if you want to sleep in my backyard, you could, you can force me. And the Rambam holds it's okay, but the Rosh holds, is that okay? And we pass it to Rosh. So it's a little, the Tmiya Dikoloshin, I'm a Tmiya, the Tmiya Dikoloshin. How he says the Belashim Bitmiya, and a line later, it's not a long tshuva. Look at Nebbi Yehuda. It's not a long tshuva. And this is Lashon.
What does private property mean? I have a right to say, I'm not giving you this mine, I bought it, I paid for it. I don't have to do it.
I agree that you don't want me there. I agree you don't want me there. But I'll be there anyway. So what if you don't want me there? Why do I have to listen to you? I agree it's yours. I'm not making that yours. I agree it's yours. I'm agreeing with every word you're saying. I'm just going to sit there. Why can't I sit there? This idea that it's mine and therefore you can't, I don't understand. Where, if I'm not stealing it, I'm not moving it, I'm not doing anything to it. Why can you stop me? If I want to make a shortcut through your gas station, assuming you have no laws, you stop me? So right in the gear station case, that would fit into the Ramah and Shitzam Bakimel. You could stop me, because that's something you choose. You could rent it out. You could rent out the gear station to a customer. Someone else will run the gear station. So there, where you have the option of renting it out, no one can force you to let you go there for free. So the gas station case, you could stop, what? Rent out the whole gas station. I mean, even if I rent it out to someone, I still walk through it. Right, you have to think, it's in between. There's no market for renting out benches. There's nobody going to pay you to sit on your bench. Depends where you live, but in most areas, there's no market, there's no... I'm not making it up. That's the case. I'm not telling you. Till now, I'll tell you what I say. I'm reading you the words. Mashma shadavashen yachal arviach bai. Something that you can't rent out. Yachal zel lekayfay af lechatzilah. The person can force me lechatzilah. I have a marimotim fee. This idea is mine. Huh? Then these words make no sense. He's saying that there is such a case. He says, "Mashma shadava she'eni yachol abriyachba yachol te." He's going on a case. You didn't tell me every case. You could theoretically write that. So he's not saying anything. It's a funny thing. We sit here and I tell you that you're the Shver, I don't understand. You know what the Yehuda was? I can't sit here with him. Maybe Yehuda would explain it in a minute. But until he explains it, we just have a hard time. I'll ask you another question that Yehuda talks about, but I'm going to give you a different case. Because I tell you maybe this case, you might not agree with me. Let's say I have a shared driveway with somebody. Okay, I do. Let's say I have a shared driveway with somebody, and we both have side doors. Okay, my house, okay, I don't have a side door. Right, my parents' house is a side door. So here's the street, and here's my house, and here's my neighbor's house. Okay, we both have doors on the side. There's a big snow. It's two foot snowfall. So the neighbor goes out, he schwitzes, and he shovels a path to the street. Right? So I watch him, and as soon as he finishes, I go and I shovel a path like this. Right there. Huh? Is anything wrong? Can he get angry and say, "Yeah, what are you doing? You can't go through my shovel place." Now here, maybe you're kind of, I'm in a room, the shovel place, the snow will fall. Let's say there's no such shovel, it's not going to fall. Okay, can I do that? Huh? Can you stop me? Maybe it's an Italian, don't try it, because it's a sakana. Imagine what I'll do. Huh? I'll make a deal with him, 6 months a year, he shovels this side, 6 months a year. What do you say? So I'll tell you that Yehuda's case. Yehuda's case, where it says here in Tzimur Kufayim, there wasn't enough room, I would have photostated. If you want to see it inside, it's in the Pistachuva Kufayim, I think it's Pistachuva Aleph. Yeah.
A situation like that, before he started shoveling,
Before he started shoveling, he could tell me, let's split the cost of shoveling, or and I say no.
I'll
stay
in my house.
Yeah.
Then he shovels, and then I do
that. Right. That's my question. He says, no, and then he shovels, I do this. I tell him, Zenah, and then he's
Zalachasa. Can
he charge you for work? Zenah is Zalachasa. Whatever work he did is the same work. Who's Nichol?
He's drawing, use that path to walk to the door.
He's using.
Oh, Randy's got an extra foot from his path, and it's
Goli Daite the Nichol. Goli Daite, Goli Daite the Nicholai. It's Goli Daite the Nicholai. So therefore, Tyson says, and he's like, Omid Nikit.
Okay.
It's Omid Nikit. Think about it for a minute, so you pass my entire system, and maybe that doesn't mix in here that you need to go about the meaning to life. So then I have to think about it. In Yehuda's case, which I'll tell you in a second, he doesn't. Nothing that Yehuda says, my neighbor could tell me that either pay me half of what it cost to shovel, or else, I'll put the snow back. That's what I said. All right, let me tell you maybe this case. Maybe this case is the following. When you're just talking about people who have fields on a mountain. Let's say you have two fields on a mountain. Yours is higher and mine is lower. And there's a stream of water higher up on the mountain that runs along the mountain. And below that stream, first you have a field, and lower down I have a field. So Shulzar says that if we want to build a canal to bring the water down, so Shulzar says that we chip in for the first piece of the canal, the part we both need. We chip in for the first piece because that we both need. The second piece, which only I need, of course, you don't have to pay for the second piece. If the upper field did not yet dig anything, if nothing was done, he says, let's say the upper field already dug a canal, bringing water down to him. So I want to go, I'm not going to pay for your part of the canal. I'm just going to add to your canal and bring the water down to me. Rabbi Yehuda says, it's not in the Shulchan Aruch, that I could do that. It's then the hand of Zelech Chasson. And in the Lamaisa he says, I could go. And you object, and I say no. Now obviously the canal is in a place I could attach to it. Let's say the canal is down the side of the street. It's down the side of the road, you dug the canal, it brings the water to you. So I go, I'm going to dig a whole new canal. I just dig a continuation on your canal to me. Rabbi Yehuda says, then it's a chaser, I could do it. No problem. The same as this? It's the same, no? He says, then it is a chaser, I could do it. And even if it cost you money, you had somebody shovel it, it costs money, I don't have to pay half the money. He says, but if the person in the upper mountain will kind of either pay half of it, or else I'll just ruin the canal, I'll put all the earth back, and then it'll go back to Yelchus Shchenim, and you'll have to chip in. He says, that's a time. That'd be a time. I'll put it back. And we'll go back to Dinei Shchenim. Dinei Shchenim is a shachin that forces other to bring water. So that time, he says, is a time. That's his ksav. So he says, you could force a person, and if he doesn't tie in anything, I could take from your water. I could extend the canal. If you tie in it, that means he's saying in this case, I have a right to dig my path to your path, that I have every right. If you'll tie in it, then otherwise I'll put the earth back, the snow back, and then I'll throw the shchein and we'll have to split, which may or may not be so, but assuming I'll have to split, then that's a tie in. As I say, that's what Nebi Huda says. Nebi Huda is masking that in the first place, I could force you. I could say, Zena is other chos. If, he only says, if you'll tie that, I'll dump it back. Then it's a time. What? In which case? Locking up the earth, that's me, Mr. Dine. Yeah. You should toss us, not a problem. So you can tell him that he do it. You just tell us all to be over. I thought so. Okay, this is the Kuda. Like I told you when we started this yesterday, the whole sugya of Zenez Lachas is b'di'evet. Afterwards, you have to pay. And that's what we're going to come back to. What we're talking about here is the L'chatzorah. Let me tell you the Nevi Yehuda's case, because there are two parts to the Nevi Yehuda. The first part is the part we just learned. The second part is the b'di'evet din. I want to tell you the story, and it's a shame to come. By the way, Sunday I'm going down to Shafrais and Dershais and Yitz Hashem. Make sure you get to the bottom. And Machloikis Rishayim, Shafrais and Dershais, if you have to pay the whole thing or just the amount, make sure you get down there. I assume most of you are there already. But anyway, the Nevi Yehuda's case is the following. And over Shabbos, if you have some moments that you're not in the mood to learn, just take out the Nevi Yehuda. It's very enjoyable. If you're not in the mood, you can take it out. There's no view to Tinyana, Simach of Dalit, Chashimishpat is divided towards the end of the Sefer, Simach of Dalit. It's not complicated. He gives the following story. Now, I might get the Ruven Ishimen wrong, but Ruven wrote a Sefer, Pirush and Gemara. So he went to Shimon. Shimon is the printer. And he told Shimon, I want to hire you. You're going to print. I want to print my Pirish, but I want people to use it. So this is the game plan. I want to print a Gemara, Rashi and Tosfos, and on the bottom, my Pirish. On the bottom of each daf, it'll have Reuven's Pirish. The Kachasu, I think they did two Sedarim, the Kachin and the Zikin, he had a Pirish on. So they printed a Shas. Now, in those days, you have to typeset the Shas. You couldn't just cut and paste. Right? Yeah, they read typeset. Typesetting involved making a block of each letter, letter after letter, and putting it together on a page. When I was a senior in high school in this yeshiva, not so long ago, in those days we had a yearbook, they did it the same way. They had a machine, it was a typewriter, but the machine was made. And when you type, a block of the letter came out, and it formed on the whole page, it was held tight, and that's the way printing was done. So he set up the whole page of the two shas of Kachim and Ezekiel, with the Gemara Rashi Tosfos on the top, and his Pirush on the bottom. And he printed Svarim and gave it to him, and that thing is over. The printer went, he said, what am I going to do? The Rebbe says, normally what do printers do? Afterwards they take apart all the letters, and they put the letters back, each one in its, with its letter, and then when they do new Svarim, they do it. He figured, what am I going to do that for? He removed Reuven's Pirush from the bottom, and he already had typeset Gemaras. So he did, for his own business, he typeset Gemaras to have Kachin Mizikin Gemaras for sale. Reuven saw it. Reuven said, what do you mean? Pay me Mashina Hemis. You have a benefit from my typesetting. What I typeset, you have a benefit from that. Pay me Mashina Hemis. Pay me the benefit you have, because now you don't have to retype it. It's mine, but the typesetting I paid for, it's my typesetting. So pay me for that, pay me the money. The Shaila is, so two parts. Is he allowed to use it in the first place? Since Levi's not, maybe you the home to Shutasa, he doesn't know how to afford, can't afford someone. How do you shut up? How much he has to pay? That's the truth of the Levi being legal. And again, if I was Reuven, maybe I'd feel bad, but to me, what hefset does Reuven have if Shimon uses that typeset? I'll have to understand. What? He's done in two parts. He's done l'chatchila. He says, l'chatchila, you can't use it, because maybe the holds you can't. And then, the second half of the tshuva, he's done the d'yavet, what to do. So that's the second half of the tshuva. So this is the nidah, and if Hashem will get back to him. I start Sunday with the, just because I want to move, I want to get to Shpaisa de Shaisa. But this is his nidah, and this is the shaila. You can figure out for yourself what the measure is.